Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Magicians of Caprona, the first book in Volume 2 of The Chronicles of Crestomanci by Diana Wynne Jones, narrated by Gerard Doyle. The world of Crestomanci is not the same as this one. It is a world parallel to ours, where magic is as normal as mathematics and things are generally more old-fashioned. In Crestomanci's world, Italy is still divided into numbers of small states, each with its duke and capital city. In our world, Italy became one united country long ago. Though the two worlds are not connected in any way, this story somehow got through.
Chapter 1. Spells are the hardest thing in the world to get right. This was one of the first things the Montana children learned. Anyone can hang up a charm, but when it comes to making that charm, whether it is written or spoken or sung, everything has to be just right, or the most impossible things happen. An example of this is young Angelica Petrocchi, who turned her father bright green by singing a wrong note. It was the talk of all Caprona, indeed of all Italy, for weeks. The best spells still come from Caprona, in spite of the recent troubles, from the Casa Montana or the Casa Petrocchi. If you are using words that really work, to improve reception on your radio or to grow tomatoes, then the chances are that someone in your family has been on holiday to Caprona and brought the spell back.